Well, it's not even Christmas yet, but HPR's Wayne Yoshioka wants to talk about taxes. What's up with that?
Well, there are 18 days left in 2018 for income tax purposes, but with the holidays and everything, that's really 15 days left. But first, let's do a disclaimer and a full disclosure. We are not certified public accountants. We're not lawyers. And our listeners should know that individual taxes are unique to everyone based on your financial circumstances, and one needs to contact a CPA or a lawyer to do their if they have any questions. Well, I spoke to Reg Baker via telephone earlier this week, and he's a well-known certified public accountant practicing in Hawaii and Las Vegas. Here's what he had to say about the upcoming 2018 tax season.
Back in December of 2017, we had one of the biggest changes in our tax rules and regulations at the federal level, and that's impacting everybody throughout the country. Most states will be passing a resolution at the legislature that makes their state rules and regulations consistent with the federal. Hawaii is one of the few states that have elected not to do that. So it's going to complicate things, I think, for a lot of people, both individuals and businesses, for 2018, primarily because we've got federal rules and regulations that have one set of changes, which Hawaii has elected not to implement, which means they have to prepare the returns based on the old 2017 rules. It's going to get complicated.
And it will be complicated. On the federal side, for instance, we have the standard deductions. They've doubled to $12,000 for individuals and $24,000 for married couples filing jointly. So if you take the standard deductions, you basically come up with your adjusted gross income, your AGI. But if the federal AGI, you know, it will not be the same as the state AGI, and so it'll just be really complicated for the tax preparer as well as the person filing their income tax.
So does that mean that you need to get your tax stuff to your tax person earlier because it might take them longer?
And you should ask them a lot of questions, but also the tax preparers are really, they have a learning curve to go through. The federal tax forms are not published yet, so what do we do? I mean, they still need to attend training in order to fix your, to do your taxes for the 2018. Take charitable contributions, for instance, like we're always concerned about, you know, during our pledge drives. With the federal standard deductions, there is no need to itemize for your deductions. So if you don't itemize, there are no charitable deductions unless you contribute 60% of your AGI on the federal side. But on the state side, you can still deduct your charitable contributions. What a mess.
I see. So that's where it gets a little sticky.
It gets so hard.
I recall now, too, the whole discussion about this tax thing, because quite honestly, I forgot about it. But yeah, the concern that it might have on nonprofits and folks, you know, charities that normally depend on the goodwill of folks and folks that are plotting out strategies for the end of the year. And so now you've got this, oh, it's a bit of a head scratcher.
Especially when you have only 15 days left to decide, are you going to give, are you going to contribute to a nonprofit, or are you not? And, you know, it just makes it too complicated. They need to contact their CPAs out there.
So maybe if you get some money back from the feds, though, you might pay for the state? I mean, I don't know. How does that all work?
It really is complicated because, you know, there are so many different instances where you could give money to a charitable organization and deduct it on the state side, and hopefully you'll have enough losses in your stocks on the federal side to balance everything up. But there are so many strategies out there that, you know, you really need to contact the professionals who are still learning about the 2018 tax return season.
Well, I predict a lot of extensions. What about you?
I would think so.
I'm trying to think now. Have we ever come across this kind of disparity where the feds are just so different from what the states are doing?
Well, this is the first sweeping change in more than 30 years on the federal side. But on the state side, we've got to remember that they're implementing their state tax system modernization. They just implemented the individual income tax portion of that on November 14th. So that is one reason they said, oh no, let's not adopt the federal rules, because then we have to adapt our modernization system to that, as well as lose probably a lot of revenue.
I see. So they were in the middle of this technical fix, and it's kind of humbug.
It is. And the federal side, some people are saying that we're going to lose $1.47 trillion in revenue because of this tax reform that they did. So the state's looking at that and said, oh no, we're going to lose revenue. I mean, we're thinking about our new tax income tax system generating $14 million more. And if we adopt the federal one, we're going to lose money. No, let's stop. Let's not do this. And they're going to wait. So here we are, stuck with two different systems.
I know what I want for Christmas.
well, even those, you know, you can buy the online programs to do your taxes. Even those, they're not even published yet, because everyone's in a quandary. How do you adopt the federal rules when the state rules don't apply? You got to do almost like two different systems. Oh man, it's going to be a mess.
And so you say that we're really one of very few states that have opted to not do what the feds are doing?
To not do this. And it's going to complicate a lot of people's lives, especially the tax preparers and the certified public accountants.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Wayne.
Oh, sorry.
Humbug. All right. That was HPR's Wayne Yoshioka talking about tax strategies. For all his stories, go to hawaiipublicradio.org.